Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire broadcast is being recorded and aired for January 28th, 2024. And we're going to be looking at consequence. This is a big one. And I am grateful, very, very grateful that Craig asked this. I wouldn't have thought he would have done this, but he did. And it's really wonderful that he did do it. Let's, Craig, for those of you who may not have been with us through the trilogy here of all of this, he wrote me a huge email. I mean, huge. And what it was basically about is why. It was, why does this happen? Why does that happen? And then it started amplifying and growing. So here we go. His question is, what are the consequences for the lack of a practice in a person's life as you see it, Craig? So what he's doing is he's searching for what he would call logical answers to his issues that he has about his life himself. Would he like put his toe in the water of an authentic spiritual practice? The word consequence, according to the dictionary, means a result or an effect or an action of a condition, something that has importance or relevance. It's a consequence. It's a result of 2 and 2 make 4, that kind of thing. So this is the way Craig is looking at things, like what will happen, what is anything good going to happen, is anything bad going to happen. The whole idea, Craig, of religion is to make you believe that if you don't do what they say and support the church the way they want it supported, that you're going to go to hell. Now, you know, the real truth of the matter is, and this is really something I think that most people don't really understand, is that consequence, while not being true, has some validity to it. And I'll tell you what it is. It's the validity of there will be many things that happen to all of us. I mean, you look in this world, you could be killed at any moment just walking down the street. Ooh-wah, diddy-diddy-dum, diddy-do, there you are. And you get stabbed to death, or you get shot, or your children go to school and they get shot and they get killed. And people are always looking at these things going, why? It's the consequence of living in a world such as ours. A world where people do not awaken, do not seek awakening, do not desire awakening, don't look at awakening as something that is valid or meaningful or important or, you know, of any consequence. Your life is of consequence to you. And whether or not you understand this consequence depends upon how you want to live your life from the state of your withinness. The things that happen to you, the things that provoke reaction in your own life, things that bring you to reaction, the things that provoke you to live the way you do and become a causation of your daily life. So the fact that you even are listening to me, Craig, this is a part of your karma. And this karma not only precedes you, it follows you all throughout your life. It isn't a punishment. It is a result, not a punishment. It isn't a reward. It isn't a punishment. It simply remains something that actuates itself from within you out into your life experience and is revealing to you how you are living from within yourself. Now, this is way too hard for the pedestrian mentality. This is just way beyond anything they could think of, anything. So it doesn't bode well for a lot of people. It just doesn't, because they don't get it. What do you mean there's no reward? There's no punishment. What do you mean this follows me now and sets the tone for the rest of my life? You have to be of a different ilk to really understand this and to become aware of it. You have to be able to connect the dots. And if you don't or can't connect the dots and see how this leads to that, leads to that, leads to this, takes you over here, then anything I would say would just sound like science fiction. It really would. So I don't get involved in that. I am not here to pitch my point of view to you. I am only here to reveal to you what I have discovered within myself and what I have discovered in the lives of the people that I serve as my students. I watch how nothing ever changes in them. I watch how they complain about their life being the same old all the time. They never mature. They never grow. They aren't even interested in it. So many other things take precedent over their attentions. And usually these things are about earning a living, survival, and then reward. Or in ingratiating themselves into a karma that made them suffer so much, suffer from the idea of their beliefs and their theories about themselves and others and their life. And they don't realize that they think life is doing this to them. Your life, Craig, is what's going on within you. Your life and how you interpret it, how you live in it, is up to you. It's how you are. And you are inventing your life constantly, even by sending me these emails, which I'm sure I'm going to get more of, at least I hope so. But these things that you call your life, the things, the elements of how you interpret things, is based on your own or lack of consciousness. If you have consciousness, you see things for the way they are. If you don't have consciousness, you see things how they appear to be. And in that fight within yourself about how things appear to be and how things are, lies what you call the meaning of your life. So you're actually, you and I, are shadow boxing. We're fighting for things, trying to get things that are only the shadow of ourselves, the deep shadow that we don't typically want to realize or recognize. We just go on and on and on with our crazy, and nothing ever changes. So the consequence that we have is our entire life. The way money comes to you, the way people affectionize you, the way situations occur, how they occur, how they are set up in your life, this is all in your power. This is all in your karma. This is all a consequence of your life. And you're the one that determines how this is going to manifest in your living. I know you don't believe me. Most people don't. And that's why we live in the world we do of consequence. If you notice, people don't get away with anything in this world. Eventually, everything we do catches up with us one way or another, either through something we would say in human relationships with another person, or catches up with us in our finances, or catches up with us in our health, in the quality of our lifestyle. Everything has consequence. Nothing I think, say, or do is not of consequence. So it is best to do those things that take me into the consequence of love, of kindness. And if I'm willing to do that, which I am, I hope you are, then you start seeing changes in your life. Not in your worldly life, in your inner life. How you live with yourself. And you are no longer susceptible to the consequences of living in your genetics and your heritage, your DNA, and all of that good stuff. I could go on and on and on. I won't bore you. But anyway, I hope that helps you. And I look forward to your email, which I know I'm going to get. I hope this helped my listeners. I really do. I do everything I can to serve you, and may this serve you well, and please forgive me. Namaste.